my family of families. This is Pastor Brandon with our daily reading plan and audio devotional from Thursday, January 23rd, 2020. If you've been hanging in there and reading with us through the Word of God in our reading plan theme this year, Seek Him, congratulations. Keep on going. And if you've fallen behind and you're trying to catch up, don't stress about it. You can do it. You can catch up. It's not too late to seek Him together as a family of families. Today's readings are going to come from Psalm 16, 7 through 11, Genesis 25, and Matthew 9, 14 through 26. We'll start with Psalm 16, 6 through 11. It says, or 7 through 11, it says this: I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure, for You will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let Your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In Your presence there is fullness of joy. At Your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Genesis chapter 25. Abraham took another wife, whose name was Keturah. She bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shuah. Jokshan fathered Sheba of Dedan, and the sons of Dedan was Asherim, Leushin, and Leumin. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abidah, and Eldah. All these were the children of Keturah. Abraham gave all he had to Isaac, but to the sons of his concubines, Abraham gave gifts. And while he was still living, he sent them away from his son Isaac eastward to the east country. These are the days of the years of Abraham's life, 175 years. Abraham breathed his last and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people. Isaac and Ishmael, his sons, buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar, the Hittites, east of Mamre. The field that Abraham purchased from the Hittites, there Abraham was buried with Sarah, his wife. After the death of Abraham, God blessed Isaac, his son, and Isaac settled at Beer Lahairoi. These are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar, the Egyptian, Sarah's servant, bore to Abraham. These are the names of the sons of Ishmael, named in the order of their birth: Nabaioth, the firstborn of Ishmael, and Kedar, Adbel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hadad, Tima, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedemah. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are the names by their villages and by their encampments, 12 princes according to their tribes. These are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137. He breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people. They settled from Havilah to Shur, which is opposite Egypt, in the direction of Assyria. He settled over against all his kinsmen. These are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham fathered Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean of Padanaram, the sister of Laban, the Aramean, to be his wife. And Isaac prayed to the Lord for his wife, because she was barren. And the Lord granted his prayer, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. The children struggled together within her, and she said, "If it is thus, why is this happening to me?" So she went to inquire of the Lord, and the Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you shall be divided. The one shall be stronger than the other. The older shall serve the younger." When her days to give birth were complete, behold, there were twins in her womb. The first came out red, all his body like a hairy cloak. So they called his name Esau. Afterwards, his brother came out with his hand holding Esau's heel. So his name was also was called Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them. When the boys grew up, Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, while Jacob was a quiet man dwelling in tents. Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Once, when Jacob was cooking stew, Esau came in from the field, and he was exhausted. And Esau said to Jacob, "Let me eat some of that red stew, for I am exhausted." Therefore, his name was called Edom. Jacob said, "Sell me your birthright now." Esau said, "I am about to die. Of what use is a birthright to me?" Jacob said, "Swear to me now." So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil stew, and he ate and drank and rose and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Matthew 9:14-26. Then the disciples of John came to him, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, and a worse tear is made. Neither is new wine put into old wineskins. If it is, the skins burst, and the wine is spilled, and the skins are destroyed. But new wine is put into fresh wineskins, and so both are preserved." While he was saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come, lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his garment, I will be made well." Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. And when Jesus came to the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl rose. And the report of this went through all that district. Praise be to the Lord Jesus Christ. These are some just wonderful readings that we have today. In particular, I want to look at Genesis today and talk about how Esau sells his birthright for soup. Not just any soup, lentil soup. Have you ever ate lentil soup? I mean, it's stew, that is. He sells it for stew, but still, lentil soup is, it's worth eating. If I didn't have anything else to eat in the cabinet, but I had lentil soup, I would probably eat it. And I'm just going to assume here, this is an assumption of mine, lentil stew back then probably wasn't as good as Campbell's lentil soup today. lentil stew or soup, whatever you want to call it, it just doesn't sound like the most satisfying meal. And here is Esau, so hungry, he's so exhausted, he says, I'm about to die. You know, I'm about to die, I need to eat something. To me, he could have waited. Couldn't he have waited? I just feel that he jumps to what he feels he needs, what he feels he wants. He allows his body to take over and hijack his mind. Because he was the firstborn. He had the birthright. He probably didn't have much further to travel to where he could have just ate what he wanted. And he came from the field, you know, which means he had been hunting. Had he not caught anything that day? If not, wasn't there something else he could have possibly have eaten? But he goes with what's prepared. And not only does he go with what's prepared, he allows Jacob to hoodwink him out of his birthright. Jacob says, swear to me your birthright. And this is a big deal. Oaths are a big deal. In fact, the New Testament warns us of this. Jesus warns us of this. He says to not swear by anything. Because what we need to understand is what we swear by, we got to maintain that oath. We got to maintain that oath. And so this oath that Esau makes is just so foolish, because he's going to have to live up to it. And who is it that truly controls the inheritance of this family of Abraham? Who is it that truly controls it but God? And so Esau sells his birthright, and it says this in the last part of 34, thus Esau despised his birthright. He despised it, the word of God says. And guess what? Because of that, he's going to lose it. Because it's not Esau we hear about in the rest of Genesis, and he'll come back around. Like, he'll come back around a couple of times, but it mainly is Jacob and the story of Jacob and how Jacob hoodwinks Esau out of his birthright. And one of the great things that we're going to see here, too, is this is just dysfunctional for Jacob to ask of Esau. You know, it was clearly Esau's birthright, but here's Jacob saying, yeah, I'll give you something to eat if you feel like you're going to die, but only if you give me everything you own, everything you're going to own. Only if you become my servant instead of me being your servant, then only will I give you something to eat. And what we got to say is, all the family dynamics that we have read about in Genesis, they sound sort of dysfunctional, don't they? You know what the amazing thing is? God uses dysfunctional people to do his will. If he didn't use dysfunctional people, he wouldn't be able to use us. We're all dysfunctional in some way, shape, or form. We can say, well, I never sold my birthright for a bowl of soup. Well, of course you didn't sell your birthright for a bowl of soup, because we're blessed in our country with the opportunity to pursue happiness individually. We have that freedom to do that. We're not bound by a birthright. But in this case, we got to just say, of course, we've never faced this. But for this to occur is very, very dysfunctional. But yet, in this, God uses dysfunctional people to do some of the most amazing things. He works through them, he blesses them, and he uses them. If God can use the people we read about in the Bible, he surely can use us in our dysfunction, which I would dare say on some levels can sometimes trump the dysfunction that we see in his word. Well, these are our readings for Thursday, January 23rd. 3rd, 2020. I'll be speaking to you tomorrow with our other readings that are going to be coming up, and I look forward to that greatly. God bless you, my family of families. We're really missing you, but we are also very much so enjoying our vacation. Thank you for blessing us with this opportunity. Bye.